Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Tessa Randello. As of 2024, Hobart will no longer hold its citizenship ceremonies on January 26. The decision was made at a meeting last night with councillors voting 6-5 in favour after the federal government lifted the mandate for them to be held on Australia Day. Councillor Ryan Possalt says it's a good move.
That's why it's so important that we change the date, because a change of the date will mean that the entirety of the community can get behind it. At the moment, our First Nations people, Aboriginal Australians, can't get behind it, and it's divisive in and of itself. And what sort of celebration is it if we can't celebrate together?
There are warnings from the state's peak business body that the cost of living could get even tougher in Tassie. It comes as Hobart recorded the biggest inflation in the country in the latest State of the State report. Cedric Hodges from Deloitte says we could have a hard year ahead.
Interest rates and inflation are really hurting Tassie consumers, and that's going to impact on our growth going forward.
Briefly, the price of groceries has jumped 9.2% in the last 3 months of the year, despite promotions and price freezing easing the pressure on inflation. Any Tasmanians who were caught up in the Optus data breach last year have until Friday to get a free licence replacement. The fees are waived if we head into a Service Tasmania branch, but only until the end of this week. Around 10,000 Tasmanians have come forward for replacements so far. And check your lotto tickets, because someone's about to win $900,000. The golden ticket taken out Division 1 in Saturday night's draw. A big weekend is looming for the Jack Jumpers, facing last year's champion, the Sydney Kings, on Friday night at home. The race for the playoffs is getting serious, but point guard Josh Maget says they'll play their own game.
You know, it's another game for us. Obviously, being this close to the end of the season and how massive every game weighs makes it that much more important, but the fact that the city doesn't change things.